you in Washington. Israel's military says it's killed the leader of the Hezbollah terrorist group. Here's the BBC's Peter Bajega.
For several hours overnight, the Israeli military carried out a wave of airstrikes on Dahiyeh, Hezbollah's stronghold in southern Beirut. After warning residents to evacuate, the army said it targeted locations including weapons production facilities and storage sites that it said were under civilian housing. Fleeing their homes carrying only bags and rucksacks, thousands of people have congregated in streets and squares in central Beirut. These attacks follow the most powerful Israeli airstrikes on the city in this conflict, apparently targeting Hezbollah's longtime leader Hassan Nasrallah.
Journalist Matt Continetti says the international community appears to be behind the times in its worries about a war breaking out between Israel and Hezbollah. In fact, he says ever since Hamas launched its attack last year, Israel has also been facing those rocket attacks from Hezbollah in the north.
Hezbollah, which is a terrorist army that occupies and controls Lebanon, a sovereign country, has been firing rockets into Israel since October 8th.
Continetti was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Hurricane Helene is posing a special danger to electric vehicles, as Ron Taylor explains.
Electric vehicle owners who live in the path of hurricanes should be wary of the risk their cars could catch fire if they're inundated by salt water as the powerful storm moves ashore. There have been several instances of electric vehicles igniting after past hurricanes. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has been tracking this problem since the first instances of it were reported in October 2012 after Hurricane Sandy struck the Northeast. The problem is that the salt that remains after the ocean water evaporates can conduct electricity and allow the batteries to short circuit and catch fire. Ron Taylor reporting.
And this is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention takes on sexual abuse.
The denomination's executive committee has voted to establish a department whose only purpose will be to prevent and root out abuse in local congregations. Spokesman Jeff York tells Baptist Press, quote, "We have had two task forces that have done difficult and hard work, but it's time to stop talking about what we're going to do and take an initial strategic step of action that puts into place an administrative response to this issue." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some Republican office seekers in close races are turning their backs on the party's pro-life position. In TV ads and personal op-eds in local newspapers, those Republicans are trying to distance themselves from a GOP that for decades has worked hard to protect the rights of unborn children. The campaigns for control of the House are as tight as ever, with a few seats expected to determine which party holds the majority in that chamber. This is SRN News. Greg Clarkson reports the Biden administration has tried to head off a possible strike by operators at East and Gulf Coast ports.
With a union contract set to expire after Monday, top administration officials met with port operators ahead of a possible strike. Unionized workers object to some new technologies that they say could ultimately cause job losses. Greg Clarkson, Washington.
Florida Congressman Mike Waltz says the U.S. has fallen far behind the competition when it comes to building ships. That's why he's proposing a new bill to address that problem.
So the SHIP Act would really revitalize American shipbuilding. We've gone from 300 shipyards to 20. The Chinese last year built 1,500 ships. We built five.
Waltz co-sponsors that bill along with Democrat Senator Mark Kelly. He was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.